You might have recognised as a guy that always hangs around Sydney. His name's Danny, and he's always holding up signs that say, you know, maybe smile or people need to relax more or whatever. He just has these very interesting signs with some clip art on them, and you find him in the rocks in Newtown. People seem to really like him, but he was recently convicted because he had a sign that said, "People can change. Tony, you," and then it was the word "can't," but you can imagine the A flipped up sound. Flipped upside down, looked a little bit more like a U, and then you can imagine what that says. And then, liar, heartless, cruel, peace be with you. He was convicted, but then it was overturned last month, and it kind of got people thinking, hey, well, what's the go with swearing in public, especially? And so I've got Elise Methven in the studio, has done a PhD on offensive language crimes, the relationship between law and language, because apparently, Elise, it's actually, you can actually get in some pretty big trouble for swearing in public.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it differs in every state and territory in Australia, but in New South Wales, for example, you can get an on-the-spot fine of $500, which is not a small amount, but you can also get a criminal charge, which could lead to a conviction.
Yeah, I mean, $500 is a lot when you consider that maybe running a red light is less than that kind of thing. So that's a lot of money just for something that people would do all the time, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely. And it's up to the police officer whether they want to issue this on-the-spot fine. They have to decide if your language offends the reasonable person. So there's a lot of discretion there as well.
Gosh, well, I mean, would there be situations that make it more likely to get convicted? I mean, so if I'm, I don't know, like if, I mean, you've done the research. What do you have to be, what's the context got to be for a police officer, do you think, generally to want to actually get you in trouble?
Yeah, so most offensive language charges or fines happen in the presence of or towards a police officer. So that's an essential ingredient there, that a police officer is there. Secondly, the F word or C word or the combination of the two make up about 90% of charges. So although a lot of people would find other phrases and words offensive, those two words are quite essential to an offensive language charge. And the third thing is that it has to be in a public place or within hearing of a public place. So that could be a park, I guess, a school or a pub, for example.
Yeah, and I guess the thing that a lot of people raise with anything to do with language is this whole idea of free speech. I can say things, it's free speech. Well, I mean, it sounds like maybe we don't have free speech in that regard.
Oh yeah, we definitely don't have free speech. So for all those free speech believers, turn your mind to the fact that across Australia, it's a crime to use offensive, indecent or obscene language in a public place or within hearing of a school, for example. So this isn't like Section 18C, which makes it unlawful. It's a civil law. Here is a criminal law, and you can get a criminal conviction for swearing at a police officer.
Oh, man. I mean, what kind of jail time would that be? I mean, that sounds so silly to me that you've been in jail amongst, you know, murderers and all this stuff, and, oh, I just said the F word to a police officer.
Yeah, so in New South Wales, you can't get a jail sentence, but you can if you, for example, have a sign which has the F word or C word on it, potentially. There's a potential jail sentence attached to that because that's classed as offensive behaviour. So if you wear, say, a T-shirt with a few swear words on it, that could potentially get you charged with offensive behaviour, and that has jail time attached to it. But also in the Northern Territory and in Queensland, you can get up to 6 months for using offensive language.
Really? I mean, I'm gonna be honest here. I've worn a hoodie with the F word on it before. So little did I know, I was walking around potentially gonna get, you know, handcuffed.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, are you going to wear that hoodie again? I mean, this case actually is a good precedent, which kind of says, at least when you are disrespecting authority by using the C word. Well, here it was a play on words in the C word. So he said can't, but you know, as you said.
Phonetically pretty yeah. similar, yeah.
Yeah, there's yeah. some similarity there to that other C word. So, and that was in the context of a sign which was aimed at Tony Abbott, the former Prime Minister. So I guess with just one word on your T-shirt or on your hoodie, the question is that offensive to the reasonable person? And I guess there wouldn't be a political context there, so maybe you could be charged.
Do you think that this stems, because I was just thinking as you're talking about that, all the stuff politicians cop online, whether it be through social media or the comments section in, you know, newspaper articles, could potentially someone take that up, and if they were super upset about it, they could probably turn that into a conviction.
Yeah, and if you use offensive language online, that's actually a separate offence. It's a Commonwealth offence.
Wow.
So if you're using offensive or potentially offensive words on social media like Facebook or Twitter or on a comments section, there is that potential that you could be charged with offensive communications.
Damn. I mean, how likely do you... Because I would think a lot of people listening have definitely dropped an F-bomb, a C-bomb, a whatever bomb on their... What would? Because I think people think it's just their personal feed for their mates kind of thing. Mm. So you think basically what it's coming down to is if someone is super offended by that, then that's when you're in trouble?
Yeah, I guess the question is, do police grab hold of that communication? Does someone complain about it? And then it's up to their discretion as to whether they'll charge that offence or not.
Man. So people got to watch their tongues.
Potentially, or maybe not. So you can run that risk.
Far out. Well, let it be known. Yeah, those are the facts. Do with them what you will. Elise, thank you so much for coming in. It's definitely been a bit of a learning experience. I'm going to throw that hoodie in the, well, not in the bin, but I'll hide it a little bit. I'll wear it less proudly in public.
Yeah, I've got an offensive t-shirt in my office, so I just keep it in there. I don't wear it.